Gather round, my name is Uncle Ron, you've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day to grow my own businesses. We are spending some time this week talking about picking one method of content creation, whether that be writing, video, art, podcasting, music, whatever it is, pick one and be consistent with it. Do it over and over and over again until you become excellent and efficient at it before you try to mix in other things. One of the things that happens when you do that is you amass a library of content. When you have that library of content that you are working on over time, you can now begin to recycle, reuse, and redeploy things that you have done in the past. I spent some time on Tuesday talking about a software called Missing Letter that allows you to publish to social channels repetitively using their mechanism and the RSS feed that comes from your website. I talked yesterday about taking your already published content and turning it into infographics. In a similar vein, we are going to spend time talking about explainer videos today. People love to have a short video in 90 seconds or less that explains to them what it is the heck you're talking about. What you can do with the short form is leverage AI. Summarize this article into a 90-second video script. You can feed that video script into a product like Synthesia or some of the other platforms that are out there and put those together to publish. You can take a bit of an article, a snippet of it, that will allow you to create a short video using that same sort of mechanism that can be put out into the social realm that points people back to your website. Snippets of long form video can be used to tease that long form video. If you compile snippets from multiple videos into a single video, you can generate interest in all of them if they're on a playlist somewhere or on your website. These explainer videos can be whiteboard drawings. I use one with life insurance on my website, and we use it in multiple different places. Whether these videos are 60 seconds or 6 minutes, they allow you to create new pages on your website. They allow you to take them to social media and point people back to your website. They also can work on YouTube stations to generate interest in people coming over to check out the long-form content on your website. These videos help people understand the concepts that you're trying to convey very similarly to an infographic, and they can then subsequently turn that into visitors who are interested and have shown interest in what it is you're talking about. Infographics and explainer videos work hand in hand. The cool thing about them is that with websites like Upwork, Fiverr, and places similar to it, these people can very cost effectively help you create these videos and infographics so that you can recycle and redeploy content that you've already worked hard on if that is not your skill. Think this through. For a small amount of money, you're now able to not only take the content that you've already put together on your website, you can create the infographics, you can create the videos around the infographics and the articles or the videos that are on your webpage. At that point, you have multiple tactics and ways to get your valuable information in front of your audience in multiple mechanisms. Those mechanisms allow you to reach different segments of your population because some people are going to be super visual. Some people are going to be super analytical. Some people are going to skim. Some people are going to look for highlights, and that's where those infographics and explainer videos can come in handy. You're reaching more portions of your target population so that you can get more of them getting eyes on your content and information so that they can buy from you. Just because you have a population on Instagram does not mean that they all view content the same way. Some people are going to be looking at the stories and the reels. Some people are going to be looking at the images that are on the post. Some people are going to look at animation on an infographic that's going to catch their eye, and they're suddenly going to want to look at all of it. these mechanisms allow you to get different things in front of those people. And when you are doing that, you have a much better chance of converting more of the population that has a desire to learn from you. You can reuse these videos on social media periodically to get more interactions over time because different people are going to see it each time you publish it. What you're looking for here is diversity, and it all stems from consistently producing that original form of content that can be converted into multiple forms. This is why it's important to consistently and repetitively produce the content and then leverage tools or people that can help you push this into as many places as possible. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you are listening to this and you go, Uncle Ron, all this sounds really awesome, but I don't have a clue how to do it, Sprocket Expert Optimizations is here to help you. We will do done-for-you content that will help you deploy in multiple places over time. Our goal is to help you grow your website presence so that you can subsequently convert that traffic into paying customers. If that has interest to you, go to sprocketops.com, hit the contact form. Let's have a conversation about how Sprocket can help you. Tomorrow on the porch, we're going to wrap this conversation up and we're going to talk about shorts, reels, and stories again because I believe it's that important to your success. I'm Uncle Ron. I'll see you tomorrow on the porch.